That sounds like a punk.
Wow, that would totally fly. I heard they were playing last week near where you live, Sophia. Probably in LA.
Hey, that's pretty good. All right, my band's name is Whole Burnt Offering.
It looks darn. It looks really nice to in ominous.
What would be a good reference for the vacuum?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like, I don't know.
There's like big never forget.
Oh, that's kind of obvious.
So clever.
So subtle, man. No one's
so subtle.
I'm not good with subtlety.
Always remember.
Always.
Just got on the Nazism Wikipedia page and it says it started in 2016 in the United States.
Oh, you know something that's really
what the
subtle?
Hell?
You know something that's really subtle? You could put like three parentheses somewhere. That would be really subtle. No one would notice.
That would be super like cool. Like no one would pick up on it. It would be like so niche, and
you could put R.I.P. USS Liberty.
Oh man!
All right, let me post this on. We're doing merch.
And you can always
wait. We're on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Twitch.
Hello, Twitch.
How's it going?
Good place to be doing this.
Guess what we're talking about?
Yeah. Yes.
No, never mind.
Actually,
I'm not talking about anything.
We're talking about poop and pee and diarrhea. Never forget.
Oh no, we're gonna get banned.
I lost it so bad when I was going through the. I think I'm gonna do like a bloopers thing at the end because not only is it hilarious, but it's also padding out the time.
It's extremely.
So that's probably real good.
I'm gonna
super condense it, and I'm not gonna use your side order. I'm just gonna pick up the best clips that I see.
Mm. From where?
From the clips I'm editing, Mia. Mm. Wow. Okay, I think I did. I made this look pretty damn good. Hold on, let me show you. Made it sound cool too. There's a bunch of wood follicles falling in my mouth now. I think I'm gonna choke to death.
Word from St. Davis? Are you talking about Karina? Well, that's
look
pretty
at
mighty.
That, pal.
That's pretty mighty.
Yeah. Pretty mighty.
That's cool.
I went to the gym at 6 a.m. today. I woke up at 5:30. What's the good word from St. Davis? Oh, yeah, man. Oh, I found the most retarded idiot of all time today. I was just this morning. I remembered you had a BitChute account, and then I checked the comments again, and it was some guy saying like, "Dude, like Wall Street Journal charges less."
What do you think? What?
What do you think, Phil? I always have so much fun going through those, because it's asinine comment on top of asinine comment.
Oh, Ryan, those are the worst. I remember, like, going through the BitChute comments, and there was, like, a guy, like, it was obviously, like, an old guy, complaining about, like, how much we burp and how we don't apologize afterwards.
Yeah.
This is my safe space where I don't have to have manners.
You're not my dad, or my father, or my boss.
You're not my dad, my father, or my boss. Please get out of here.
Okay, it worked. Oh man, I don't have to kill myself now, thankfully.
Sounds like you're in a wind tunnel, Victor, if I'm gonna be honest.
Really? I didn't know this!
I'm gonna start crying.
I'm hot, man. It's hot where
you
I live.
You wish you could fake cry.
I do. I can make him feel super bad right now.
Oh, That's always the goal, make everybody feel super bad.
Make everyone feel bad all the time. That's what I love to do. What they say a lot is that you aren't going to reach many people. Oh my gosh. I'm not political. Everyone's smoking crack except me.
I'm talking about Grotscope here, people! Focus!
Watch the side order. The only thing I'm trying to get out there is the Grotscope. And that's certainly not for a big commercial audience. They wouldn't be able to handle it.
Grotscrote cream. Not that many people can handle Grotscrote rubbed all over their bodies. Not that many people can afford Boss Office. You know why? Because everything sells out so quick, the remaining ones, their price are like 1 million. Because they're super rare. No one wants to sell them.
People don't understand the grudge. And therefore they cannot use it. They don't understand the nature of their own grudge.
Yeah. Which they're is why they have to get the grudge scope. But it's...
I heard some guy...
It's so non-invasive that it's sort of invasive.
I read one of the dudes say like... Oh, you don't want to get banned out of the whole internet like Alex Jones did.
Yeah, because Alex Jones sucks and is lame. He's so not cool.
Yeah, he's like Israeli. All
right, let me go get my coffee. I'm not ready in the morning till I had my coffee. All right.
I don't know. It's the worst argument. It's like saying, dude, don't let your hair grow long. You're gonna look like Jesus. Or, dude, don't... What else? Who's a really cool person? It's like, oh, be like Tommy.
Joji?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I always forget about that one. He's so cool, I forget about him. I forget that he exists. So cool. He's so awesome. Some guy can be like, oh, you deleting your content is really bad for the bookmark, like, link lists I post from poll, or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's like, oh, how can I, like, share your videos now that they're, like, not there anymore? Like, even though I can find them on YouTube, like, it's super hard. I have to type the whole title. Instead of having them all in one place.
Yeah, this guy, I found him.
Alright, I'm back.
Jumbo Retard.
Wait. Yeah, Jumbo Retards galore.
Dude, don't do blackface. You're gonna look like Kanye West.
Oh, that's really good.
Man, I always wanted to look like Kanye West.
You wish.
I don't know how hard it is. Maybe we're just painfully unfunny, and that's why people don't realize it's supposed to be comedy. We could just be really bad comedians. No one's laughing.
Well, I think it's because, like, you say some things they agree with, and they go, oh, that means she's based in Redfield.
Because the focus is not on what you're doing. And, like, the focus is not who you are. It's what you can do for them. Sort of 48 laws of power, kind of. Guy said...
It's Machiavellian.
We could really use Soph now with Greta. Like, I've read that. I'm reading that right now. We could really use Soph.
We could Oh my gosh! We could really use Soph.
That's what the guy wrote.
We just want what's best for you.
We want what's best for you. You shouldn't limit your reach like that. We could really use you right now.
Don't make money. We could really use you right now. Hey, stop making money. We could really use you right now.
What else? I get why a brave man, blah, blah. That's to say, tone S down and start over again, and you can have multiple YouTube channels to re-upload all your stuff. How about you do that? How about you go to do that boring, annoying, irritating work? How about you do that for yourself? Damn.
It's hard to read to behind a paywall, you see.
Oh. You You can't, you also can't red pill outside of the paywall because you have to tone down everything and you can't talk about Jews. And, I mean,
when I read that stuff, you ever watch Kill Bill? You guys ever watch Kill Bill?
No.
There's a Chinese dude there called Pai Mei, and he has ridiculously long mustache and like goatee, and it's white. And every time I read, you can't red pill behind a paywall, I look to the horizon and I caress my invisible white goatee that goes for like 2 meters long, thinking about that. I'm meditating on it.
Sophia, you should freaking change the stream thing to just chatting.
All right. I'm not solving puzzles and I'm not playing any games right now. Edit stream info. Okay. What is this?
Karina Davis farts.
Karina Davis. I actually don't know. Alright, well, just chatting.
Karina Davis.
Super atomic tiny nut.
Can that get you banned?
What? Super atomic tiny nut. Alright,
No, you go with grut cannon.
Okay, grut cannon.
Grut cam.
See, alright, so there's a grut bag.
Grut cam.
I heard grut cam.
Alright, I need to make a list of products and the ideas right now.
Oh, man.
I've already put like 48 words of powder in there.
Yeah.
So, what's the game?
Oh, man. I was having so much fun reading the bitch shoot comments on the announcements video. Imagine being forced to pay for stuff that was previously free.
Forced? You weren't forced to watch it in the first place.
Watch it! No!
Watch it!
I'm gonna kill you!
Alright, there's the grut scope. There's the grut scope. Grut scrote ointment.
Scrope, grut.
There's the grut bag. There's the grut cannon. And then there's the grut cam.
Definitely want to get hit with a grut bomb.
The stream crate right now is the grut cam. We're looking up your grats right now.
Grot bag? What the frick is a grot bag? Suggestion is wrong. I just dunked on Google. Oh, I forgot about the free speech. Ha, it's not free speech.
Oh,
I forgot about that thing.
That was my favorite.
It's not free speech if you have to pay for it.
This site is called Free Listening.
It's, Christ Cuck is a...
Christ Cuck is a... fart.
Man, these guys are gay. I found the comment you're referring to.
Yeah.
Oh man, forced. What? Jeez.
Those are my favorites.
Yep.
She will
I'm
default
done with her because
to filler.
Of that.
Look, you have to default to filler material if you go outside the paywall. What?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, I read that one. She'll, since money is involved, she'll default to filler just to make money. Okay. Here's a rule of thumb. It's more likely you're retarded than anybody else at all times. So when you think about that, you think, are employers retarded and they'll just pay for anything? Is the public retarded? And if you make a video talking about, I don't know, how much you like kittens, and they're gonna still pay for it? Or are you retarded and you just misunderstood everything?
And
the more likely option is that you're retarded.
And it also comes from a place where like it just assumes that you're doing this for an ulterior motive other than just wanting to make videos.
Yeah, it's
like why would you want to make filler when you're being paid to make whatever content you want?
beyond that,
it comes from like a non-creative perspective.
Yeah, and beyond that, they presume Sophia has the will and fortitude to make more than one video a month.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, we could. We could be like making a bunch of videos right now. We aren't.
Mm-hmm. We could be. Certainly.
Certainly could be, but we're too caught up eating ice cream to do it.
Yes.
Sophia has to play Fordo 2 co-op with me every night. She cannot make two videos.
Yeah, I can. Time. I cannot make any more than one video a month. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't blame them because like most people don't really have an most people don't do like retarded creative stuff. But it's because I want to be able to make stuff. Like it's just going to be jumping around from place to place to place if I'm outside a paywall, and eventually I'm just going to be forced back inside the paywall again. Because there's no way, because the only way that any platform would tolerate me is, like, if I toned it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I emailed her as soon as she got on Patreon, and I told her they would kick her off. So I gave her a bunch of alternative options for making money online. Deleting all her videos and moving to a paid-only site was not one of them. The funniest part about that is the second one. I gave her a bunch of alternative options for making money online. Yeah, I'm sorry, Project Life Command. We did not heed to your warnings and options. And he's obviously managed a bunch of very famous people like Dr. Dre and John Lennon and Ray J. And who else beat
and
their
Joji.
Wife? Bobby Brown.
Joji beat his wife?
I'm sure he probably managed a whole bunch of very successful people who made a whole lot of money. I bet he manages Ty Lopez. That's why I see so many ads of Ty Lopez right now.
If BitChute gets big enough that like you could sustain an audience on there, because I know for a fact there's a good audience on Censor TV, and even if it's small, you still get paid. If BitChute gets big enough to be viable, then yeah, sure, I'll go back there. But like, I just see like. The most popular videos get a few hundred views, so that's not like that doesn't sustain
right
an audience.
Right after you moved, were like 50,000. Right after you
the
moved
videos
out.
Get like no views, and the views they get are from like insane people.
Insane
people
really
who
retarded.
Clearly don't have any money. Like I don't know.
Also, I remember reading a comment like, oh, it's because of people like you that BitChute doesn't grow an audience. Because you are not making videos for nobody here so that more people can come here. Like, it's your fault that BitChute doesn't have a big audience.
After all that work we did promoting your BitChute channel. Wow, you're such
man.
A hard worker. You must have been lifting like 100-pound rocks for Soph.
He put out a billboard on Times Square, didn't you know?
Yeah, he paid. He got her on Joe Rogan.
Oh yeah,
what?
That's what he did.
Didn't I link the BitChute on my like main channel? What is he smoking?
No, they did all the hard work. Are
no, you put
listening?
The link there, and there was approximately two clicks, and they were both me. It was TTOR's link that got 100,000 million links clicked. Your link was useless.
Oh, I see.
Because you're stupid, so you linked it wrong. It led to a page about I don't know. It led to a Wikipedia page of links. It was wikipedia.com/link. That's what you did.
He did the hard work.
People's laziness always astounds me. Some guy said he would pirate it. Like that, it's like that's a problem. It's Gabe and Gabe
you're
Newell.
You're still getting paid.
Like, yeah, like I don't care if people like rip the videos.
Listen, like the whole thing about keeping the videos behind a paywall, it's just to make watching for people who don't pay inconvenient. If you go through the effort of going through the paywall and downloading it, then just pay, it's easier.
If you take 30 seconds. Man.
Like, oh, I'm gonna spend like 8 minutes looking through like re-upload links to see which, like, if I find a real one. See if I find the newest SOAP video. You can also just pay $10 and be done with it. Or $5, which is the one in MP2.
Or $1. Oh, yeah. It's $1. $1!
And their absolute laziness shows that they don't even know that you have an MP2.
Yeah, they don't even know that check. It's $1 on MP2.
Wall Street Journal is cheaper, though.
How much is Wall Street Journal?
Like $20 a year or something.
Wait, I'm cheaper then, because it's $12 a year. I'm cheaper than... Yeah, because it's $1 a month.
I don't even know.
Wall Street Journal is $5.
Also, why the frick would you want Wall Street Journal? I know you don't want Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal.
I don't know what the point... Anyway, this guy
said... Yeah, I
literally
pay $1. Yeah, that's awesome. That's epic.
Well, I could be wrong. Yeah, this is what happens when you're poll washed in your brain. It's when sentences like these get written out of your fingers. I don't think SOAP was funded by multinational corporations.
How retarded! How retarded!
You have to be really like nut bar.
What?
Numbnuts.
What multinational corporation would fund me?
Straight up numbnuts.
Straight up numbnuts syndrome. Retarded
Jumbo
Down syndrome.
Retarded.
Jumbo retarded.
You have to be
Down
so
syndrome.
Out of your balls, insane, to think that that's something to, like, I'm all for being schizophrenic. I'm cool with that. But at least don't be saying the same schizophrenic sentence that everybody else says all the time. Anybody does anything you don't like. And he's funded by the Rothschilds or whatever. What it was like, what was it called? Blue, share blue.
That's
what happens when you have
the
like
gay money coach.
Yeah. So yeah.
Sponsoring us.
When you spend so much time on poll, you get certain thoughts popping up in your head so frequently that you should never have once in your lifetime.
That is a perfect definition of what it's like to spend too much time on both.
Like, yeah, I don't think SOAP is funded by a multinational corporation. I don't think that. Like, yeah. Right.
Okay, unpopular opinion here. But I don't think SOAP is funded by...
Gee, man.
Super unpopular opinion around the circles, but... I have to be quite honest, I don't think that's the case.
Too hot for TV.
Okay, right. Guy's name is Clan with a K. Clan Archives. Your reach went from 100,000 on YouTube to 10,000 on BitChute, now it'll be 1,000 on this new site with the paywall. You're killing your e-career. Bad move.
E-career?
Oh
man!
You know what? My favorite, my favorite e-career artist is Ariana Grande. She's so, her dog whistles are so effective. No one's ever noticed it, but she's actually a Nazi.
Her dog whistles are so effective that no one noticed them at all. Oh yeah, that's
Ariana
basically
Grande
what they want
is
me to do.
My favorite Natsock. No one ever knows. Dude, she has like a billion fans and she's a Nazi, but nobody knows.
Her song Seven Rings is actually like about Jews.
Seven Rings? That's just like my theory about the seven dimensions.
Yeah.
I know what she's talking about. She's talking to me. I'm feeling like that fat guy who killed himself talking about Bjork now. But yeah, that's exactly it.
That is literally like schizophrenia. And... her song Seven Rings is about the dimensional theory, and also about like pedophilia rings. It's about both at the same time. Ariana Grande is so epic.
Oh Oh, bruh. Wigger. That's not a swigger, it's fine.
Schwarzer. Oh, Christina, you did not hear that.
I actually didn't.
What are you laughing at, Sophie?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
Victor, I have a meme for you.
Okay. Wow, that meme really funny.
Yeah, right? It's like super niche.
Urgente, infelizmente, varios casos confirmados de coronavirus no Brasil.
Hey, varios casos confirmados de coronavirus oh no Brasil.
Everything in Portuguese is funny as long as Sofia reads it.
Coronavirus, they messed that one up bad.
No, they didn't.
Yo, Lil Wayne died? That's crazy.
What?
No.
What are you playing?
Lil Wayne died?
Lil Wayne released his funeral. He had his funeral.
He released it.
He released his funeral.
I just released my funeral, dude.
Bro, drop me my funeral at 10,000.
Oh, man.
Drop
Dilly
me
boy.
Out of the building at 10,000.
It should be called Shekel Speech. Man, you're gonna be on SNL in no time with that sort of sense of humor.
Shekel? Not even trying.
Do you know how you said, oh, I'm horrible with Sedoni? How about guy?
You know what? I appreciate the effort. If someone goes through the effort of pirating your content, kudos. It's so much easier to just pay $1.
It's so much easier to, like,
the people who watch it are angry at it anyways. Like, if you go on the uploads on YouTube, they're like, this sucks, this is bad, bleh. Retarded. Freaking stupid.
Yeah, pirate it and then watch it and like, oh, okay, this is cool, I'll pay $1. Yeah, I have no quarrels about pirating. I used to pirate so many games.
Yeah.
Go
me
right
too.
Ahead.
I pirated a lot of stuff, so this is like my free pass.
I pirate everything. I don't pay for anything. Ever.
Go ahead, pirate it. And then when it's good, you think, hey, I'd like to pay for the person who made this. That's cool. I've no problem at all with that.
Because it's really difficult to pirate like 80 different 3-hour streams.
Yeah. So go ahead, pirate it. I double dare you.
I double dare you to try to pirate all my content.
You will exhaust yourself so
you.
Bad.
You will spend an entire 2-terabyte hard drive.
Go ahead, pirate or freaking... or Mad Libs stream. That would be fun. Try pirating that.
Actually, it's the Christians in the Catholic Church who are currently holding the world's number one record at systematic child raping throughout the ages. Might actually be number two, but Islam didn't do nothing on racism. I'm pointing all my fingers right now. Yeah, these people's IQ is zero.
Oh yeah, I remember like reading comments about like how Sophia uses too big of a words and like she should just
there's people who think, who say, you know, when you use these big words from thesaurus.com, it actually makes you less understandable. And it's like a self-own, because they just show that they're so retarded that they can't understand words longer than 4 syllables. And it really makes my head hurt.
Okay, I think it's kind of racist that you don't allow people to, like, black people to watch your content.
Yeah, I'm not letting black people watch my content. Apparently, it's unfathomable to people that you have a vocabulary that I can't even. It's not even.
It's jumbo right. Retard.
It's jumbo retard mode.
Can I like not kill myself? Is that allowed?
a platform that hides her from public sight? How does that at all fit with her rebellious attitude about free speech? It's not rebellion, it's not want to get bothered, and those are perfectly parallel.
I'm quite spiritually old. I'll tell you that.
She wants to say whatever she wants to think, and she doesn't want to get bugged about it. That makes no sense. That's so contradictory. Also, YouTube has always been bad. Always.
She likes singing stuff, but at the same time, she doesn't want to get raped for it. That's so contradictory.
Well,
I don't understand.
Guys, I've already had chronic stress for much too long, so you're pushing it.
You're pushing it, pal.
You're pushing it, pal! Oh, man.
YouTube has been bad since 2009. The copyright, the undue copyright strikes and the network scams have always been around and happening terribly. I really think the only reason that YouTube has gotten a bad rep is because the Rewind videos have been, sucky. But if they were good, everybody would just be playing along.
When, PewDiePie did, a cover of, the Despacito song and, he got copyright strike for it, it was, a huge deal as well. Everybody was like,
nothing happened.
Well, nothing ever happens.
Yeah. It's gonna suck forever.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
So, not viable.
Until, Google just decides to shut it down because it's too much of a problem.
There is no real alternative. I've been thinking about that. There's no reason why you should think that dismantling these big gay enterprises are gonna herald in better alternatives. These things exist because people, in one way or another, want them there. And if you take them away, what are you going to replace it with? 4chan? Yeah, that's great. 4chan humor everywhere? That's even possible.
Yo, it was so keen to be streaming so early. We got just watch it in class and don't skip pay attention it. To school. Yeah. Go to the bathroom and watch us. Watch us in the bathroom, sitting down in the toilet.
I don't know, just get
that. Okay, what happens if BitChute does expand? Because I'm thinking, as these things expand, there's more people that want to, harass them. Because they're worth more. Will it just become YouTube? That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
That would be very funny.
What do? We dismantle big tech. And replace it with what?
Cool.
The people who own it. People who own it, what are they? They're just gonna sit back and lose everything? Or are they gonna just
these multi-billionaires? These multi-billionaires are gonna lose to 4chan.
Yeah. Or are they gonna just lose everything and just take it, or are they gonna do what every enterprise has done, which is liquefy your assets in a way that the government can take it, and then just rebuild under a different brand, and come back just as you were? What was your plan? Kill Susan? Kill Mark Zuckerberg?
That's as good as any plan gets.
What are you gonna
do? Oh,
I'm gonna dismantle the left-wing media. How? Regulate them out of existence? If you manage to do that, it's illegal to
Who's
say left-wing
Who's making the
opinion.
Regulations?
If you
You're
manage to do that...
Started.
If you manage to do that, okay, then you just, you just stopped the operations of a person who was a billionaire, who knows how to manage a company like that, and who owns all the apparatus to run it. All the servers. What do you think they'll do? Sit and wait? Burn it? It's gonna reopen. You seize them? Seize the everything?
Oh yeah, YouTube is not profitable. I don't think they. I still think they haven't broken even because it's just so expensive to store that much data.
Oh yeah, and most of the videos posted like there every day is just like gay and retarded. And,
yeah, it's just like 99.9% of it is garbage that is not profitable, and then 0.1% of it is profitable, but still not to the extent that will pay for the rest of it. So what they're doing is increasingly making it more commercial so that it is more profitable, but the platform keeps growing so that more garbage is uploaded. It's not a good business model.
Just like
it's like people. For every PewDiePie video, there's like one Pokemon roadkill.
Somebody please like make one video that is unbelievably heavy. And then just put it on a server and just keep re-uploading it to YouTube infinitely. Please do that. Why don't people just do that?
Wait, what'd you say? I was reading the chat.
Can a bot be set up to re-upload the same like 4K 10-hour long video?
It should be like someone in like Scandinavia because they have better internet. It can be more efficient.
Yeah, just someone do that, please.
Wait, Swam is in Scandinavia. He probably has perfect internet.
Yeah, someone's gotta teach Swam how to.
All right.
How to program.
Okay. Hey, Sophia, short-time viewer, but long-time follower of Christ. Have you ever been on a retreat before? Hour-long adoration really hits differently. I have not, but I've heard about them. Probably should at some point. Google is sitting on a gargantuan amount of server hosting and data centers. They're the world's third largest manufacturer of computer servers. YouTube is basically a sunk cost from... Yeah, yeah. Google makes a lot of money, so they can... they can, I guess, like... Take the cost YouTube of... Up. Yeah, YouTube.
But that's again, why something like BitChute, like, wouldn't really work. Even though it's peer-to-peer, like... Peer-to-peer makes it slow, as it is, and, like, eventually at one point, it's gonna be too heavy, even for peer-to-peer.
How?
That's why it will never work.
How could we force YouTube to be right-wing?
Oh, well, regulation is gay. That's the only thing I can think of. And they wouldn't even...
No. Put your Groiper hat on right now. We want to regulate YouTube to make it right. I don't care about anything anymore. Think with me. How could we regulate YouTube to make it right-wing friendly? How do you begin doing that?
It's illegal to say anything that isn't based and red pill.
It's illegal to be blue-pilled.
How do you define blue pill?
Only political.
Don't worry about that.
Nothing fun.
Should we make it illegal to be left wing? We are the president right now. Trust me.
I think that's the only way, because even if you make regulations on Google, on YouTube specifically, they're not gonna follow it. Because why should they? They all have more money than the president.
Yeah, or anyone in the U.S. government. I think about that. They probably much leverage over the U.S. government.
Because the president makes $500,000 a year. How much does, he also has all the random, like, Clinton Foundation type beat stuff. But,
But even if you change the regulation, they can just move their servers to another country.
I feel like retarded all the time. Yeah, they can always flee. But I'm thinking about, you can't stop real power, and I don't think any governmental force could ever equal the power that economic elites have. Google is so much bigger probably than every government.
Oh yeah, because like, well okay, so you make it illegal to be left-wing and blue-pilled in the US, but what about every other country?
Google is probably so much bigger than everything. Google probably, like, the only reason they don't buy entire countries is probably because it's really unprofitable. Probably really inefficient way to make money. But they probably will at some point. They're probably going to start purchasing. Is that how the world ends? They're going to start purchasing nations? But
all this stuff is so slow moving because, like, a while ago, we were talking about, like, people were talking about, I think, Crowder and stuff. We're talking about regulations that help Google survive under the auspices of being a platform. But if they were deemed a publisher because they're censoring stuff, it would make their lives a lot harder. Nothing has happened with that yet. Why not? Why is it that bump stocks can get banned in 90 days and then nothing ever happens in regards to anything? Ever.
Antitrust has some potential threat in Silicon Valley with breaking up. And some Google... What do you mean breaking up? How are you going to do that? Break it up. That both the hard right and the hard left could get behind. I always love that. This is the authoritarian version of the gay libertarian going like... What was the little phrase? It's like... Morally liberal, fiscally conservative.
Huh?
100% homosexual.
100%! It's sexually homosexual.
Like, let's break up Silicon Valley. Both the hard right and the hard left can get behind that. Why? That doesn't sound good to me.
Think about how much influence Silicon Valley has. How do you break it up? What?
Gonna break it up with what? Nuclear bombs? Maybe.
Just drop a nuke on Silicon Valley. Just drop a nuke on like that area. San Francisco? Like San Francisco and below. All of California.
Church is another. Break them up because they're a monopoly. Well, they would be an oligopoly if they were they. And how are you going to break that up? Are you going to seize their assets or just regulate them? Because if you just regulate them, they
socially liberal, physically conservative.
Physically conservative? What?
That's strange.
Anyway. How are you gonna break them up? Regulate them? They still own their apparel and their money. They can just re-establish,
can't
they? Yeah,
their apparatuses are gyrating. They can always re-establish.
They're 100% gyrating, man. They're still gyrating, rotating, all kinds of spins. Break them up? Okay, break them up. What do you mean? Take their stuff? Do what with it? Sell it? To who? Them?
Physically? No, you mean fiscally. Surely.
Yeah, fiscally, not physically.
Although that is funny.
Pretty sure it's not
physically. I'm physically conservative, but I am socially liberal.
It happened with AT&T back in the 1970s. Okay, and how did that work? Did that go well? You forced them to create new companies that each own part of the business.
But they're separate but how do you keep them from... See, yeah, that was AT&T, and that was one of them, and that was in the 1970s.
Okay, to stop a monopoly, how many internet providers are there, ISPs? It's AT&T and what? There's like another one, right?
Yeah, but doesn't AT&T suck again already?
Isn't AT&T again, like, it's them and another one and then nothing?
No, there's AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile.
Yeah, Verizon.
There's T-Mobile as well.
Verizon and T-Mobile.
Verizon and T-Mobile?
Yeah.
I think those are all...
own part of the business, but they're separate and can't... Why can't they coordinate their efforts?
Yeah, I'm just saying
that is actually not true.
Because that seems like now AT&T is a big gay again.
That, like, AT&T literally has commercials that tells everybody how every price is the same, but they should pick AT&T because there's more coverage.
Yes, it went well. What do you mean by
all
went well?
All of the prices. If you go to Verizon, T-Mobile, or like any of them, all of the prices are equal. AT&T even has a commercial that says all the prices are equal, but you should pick us because we have more coverage everywhere.
Huh. Yeah, what do you mean by went well?
It didn't go well. All the prices are the same.
Can I open up an ISP in America?
Yeah, I feel like ISPs still suck. You can't service break the companies, you have to change the people. So the companies crumble.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, Chunky.
With who?
You got a good idea there, but it's so difficult to explain that. There is no hope in telling people how things should be. It's so much easier to just make people want the best. Motivate people for like striving for preferable results, and they will come up with the solutions. Don't tell people how to solve problems. Make them want to solve the problems. Yeah, there's no, like, you're gonna break YouTube. Yeah, the people in the billionaires who want everybody to be gay are still billionaires, and the retarded people in that, you know, that like it, that like the sewage they're forced to consume, they're gonna still be willing to go to those billionaires.
And what they changes? Still want to be gay. It's like nothing changes.
If you want cheaper internet,
just call and say you want to cancel.
I told that to my dad when I was like in second grade. He was like having trouble with the ISP. So I was like, oh, just call him and say you want to cancel. Yeah. And they'll fix your problem. Oh man, I was such a, S-head.
IQ was like twice as high.
Yeah.
We use that so many times because they wanted to like us to pay more, and my dad was like, actually the other ESP has like half the price. So I'm gonna
change. They're like, what?
They're like, that is not allowed. That is not allowed, sir. I will have to rape you now.
I don't know, like it always seems like Going Nowhere, that song, whenever I start thinking about it. What if I had the power to do everything? I think that, and immediately I think, Going Nowhere. Because that's probably useless. And they're probably going to kill you.
Yeah, you just get killed. When you start planning this stuff, you just get killed by the Silicon Valley, and then it's over. They get to kill whoever they want, whenever, and nobody really notices. And nothing is done about it. So...
And nobody gonna, like, know anyways. They're like, oh, you killed yourself? Yeah, that makes sense.
Whoa, you killed yourself?
Why would you
You killed yourself? Why would you do that? Alright.
Everybody's depressed now. That makes super sense.
Super yeah, well, September rolls around, yourself. It's all cool.
It's all cool again.
Everybody hates...
Who everybody likes suicide? Nobody, that's who.
Everybody hates suicide. So why would you do it?
When's the last time somebody suicided and told you that it was a good experience? Probably never.
I highly doubt that ever happened to you.
People who commit suicide don't even talk about it. That's how embarrassed they are. You ever hear a testimony saying somebody was proud of suiciding? Yeah, I didn't think so.
No one is proud of something so ashamed. It's so shameful.
Snapping your neck to go to hell. What? Oh, crap!
Let me see if this works.
Whatever, I'm gonna kill myself. There's no such thing as hell anyway. What? No way, dude! Is that Satan? Oh, crap! I can't believe it. You're holding a GoPro in hell? You're holding a GoPro in hell. Whoa, dude, this is unbelievable.
Yo, can y'all see this? This is insane.
The Epstein didn't kill himself meme got so blackpilling as like people almost got it but didn't do anything about it. Yeah, that's the problem. Like 4chan, Twitter, they don't do anything. Nothing happens.
People don't realize no influence. That.
Oh yeah, people, reminds me.
People go like, oh yeah, we have to like red pill the masses or whatever, but they don't realize that that doesn't change anything.
Yeah,
that's really like, Charles saying people don't wanna. You're not gonna do it. If you make people want for real, you can provide no solution at all. You can be a retard.
And they'll figure it out.
If you motivate them, they're gonna figure it out. And it's just like, I read a comment today on the thing, and it was like, oh, social really help us fight the powers that be. With videos.
Doing what? I'm 15 years old.
With videos.
I can't even vote.
With videos.
I don't know how to drive a car.
Huh. With videos.
With videos on BitChute that legislators will never see, and the people who watch have no buying power, have no influence in society.
Yeah, the fact people can't, like, are unwilling to pay for it is just shows that it's pointless to do it because the people who are watching have no money to, to exercise any sort of power.
Everything is
like, is it bad PR to buy a country?
And that's not insulting. Like, most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people don't have power. I'm just saying, like, that's the wrong goal. Just laugh and have fun.
Like, the whole Epstein thing, like, it became like a meme, and like, PewDiePie was talking about it, and everybody knows it, but it doesn't change anything.
Yeah. Even if I was able to red pill everybody on BitChute, everybody's seeing my videos. I'm super popular, super famous. Nothing changes. You still can't buy a gun. Your children are still getting raped by Muslims. Your children are still getting taught to like how to use a condom in school. Nothing changes.
Everybody keeps being taught that you should use the banana with the pill.
Yes.
Not the pill. Chris.
Is it bad PR to buy a country?
Is it bad? Can you? Oh, well, Israel has done that. But that's
America bought a
seems like really good PR because most people are like, whoa, they're like our ally in the Middle East. I think it's really good PR to buy a country.
Well, what if you're not a Jew when you buy a country?
Might be bad. If you're white.
What if you don't sacrifice 6 million people to buy a country?
Yeah. What if you don't sacrifice to Moloch? Actually, what if you don't just lie out of your butt to please a Canaanite god, Canaanite rather? Do you like? Does it work? Can you? I mean, America bought a bunch of land.
Yeah, statistics stuff. You can look at statistics about how, like, I'm not gonna say. It's just gonna make you angry. That's all it really does.
Yeah.
So, which is, not a black-pilled message. Don't sit in your bed all day and wallow that you can't do anything. Because you can do something, which is go to church.
People who genuinely believe the propaganda, I think they're few and far in between. Most people just say it because if they don't, they're gonna get in trouble. They have no motivation to do it. Most people don't, like, have fun going against the grain just to see people get mad. Most people, like, get anxiety out of that. So that's why they don't do it. But if you motivate people, and everybody knows black people are I'm not gonna say all of that. I'm gonna say the lightest one, which is, everybody knows black people are not as bright, you know. Everybody knows that.
How to get banned into it from church in five seconds.
I'm not gonna go any deeper into any of that territory, but you know, everybody knows that. I went to public school. I can look at somebody's face and I already know they know the truth. But they're not gonna talk about it, because it's not cool. Just motivate them. And that's enough. You can show no statistics. You can be a complete idiot just saying stuff out of your butt. You say you're right, you're motivated by the right things. You're in the right place.
The truth is most people are retarded and can't think for themselves. That is not true. People can figure
probably
it out.
Probably not. If you motivate people, like the most... Listen, people in prison figured out ways to end rape in prison. There is no more rape in California prisons. Because the people in prison, they're stupid as can be. They're rocks. But they dislike getting raped in the butt so bad, they were pretty motivated to figure it out. And they did. Like, they figured out how to segregate it so that nobody gets raped in the butt. Because getting raped in the butt is really bad. And you get motivated to not get raped in the butt. When you get raped, you don't want to get raped again, pal. So you better figure it out. Motivation is key, man. So you don't have to be, you can be a retard. Motivated, you're figuring things out. When do they stop the rape? Dude, I watched so much Wes Watson, it's coming out of my ears right now. But there's no rape in California prisons. Because, you know why? Because there's racial segregations and they kill gay people. Not joking.
That's amazing! It's racially segregated? Awesome!
I've never been to prison, but I sure have heard a lot of people.
We should start the ethnostate in prison.
I've never been to prison, but I've heard a lot about prison from people that have been to prison. And racial segregation helps a lot within like rape. You don't sit around people of other races, Mexicans, blacks, or others, usually Asians or Arabs. Asians very rarely, more
Asians
Arabs.
Asians rape people?
No, Asians, well, I don't know. They do.
Asians as in, like, Middle East, probably.
No, but yeah, the West talks about, like, when there are East Asians, they're never for a short amount of time. They're always for, like, 20 years or something.
What are they in for?
Usually, like, murder. Like, not usually murder
Why
more
didn't
than
they
one
just
person
put razors up their butts? That is like terrorism, and I kind of like it.
But it's a genius.
It's sort of like double-edged because you're gonna inflict some damage on yourself.
There's some bad damage. That women, there's the thing that women use in Africa that is pretty much like a little ring with teeth, and you like put it up your ass. Oh, sorry, you put it up your butt. And then, like, there's a bunch of teeth that's crazy.
A whole bag of jelly beans. Oh, man. Probably put a whole bag of jelly beans.
Put a whole bag of jelly beans up there. Start prodding at it. The jelly beans come out. The man is absolutely terrified and confused and bewildered and runs away.
Yeah. Racial segregation made it so that whoever, if there is any. Oh, yeah. Three things. Two, actually. But the third one is just palliative. Racially segregated prison politics, racial segregation fix a whole lot of violence, so now the violence is only about drugs. And then secondly, what they did is when they see any prisoner with paperwork that is sexually involved, if it's a sex crime, they straight up book them, they kill them. And So that every sex criminal is separated into a protective custody and they never go around GP, that is general population. Mm-hmm. So rape doesn't happen. And when anything sexual does happen, guy is booked immediately, killed. Without any sort of, they just get killed. No more rape. How do you fix rape? Kill rapists.
I think this is sort of confirmation for why do not kill is more like do not murder, because a lot of old Jewish laws, when God was giving them the laws, a lot of crimes were like, just kill them. If they do this, just kill them.
Yeah, like in the next page, the guy says, if someone's robbing you and you kill them, the blood is on their hands. In the next page! I was reading it, like what, last week that I saw? No, I think it was a week or two ago. And then the next page, right after don't kill, which is more like don't murder, it says, well, if someone tries to rob you,
like,
or, you know.
Okay, yeah, if the guy rapes, facilitate him to do like a confession if he's willing, and then after that, you don't got a lot of options to stop him from raping again.
Yeah, the thing says, like, if a guy is in the middle of, like, trespassing or robbing or whatever, you kill him. But if you figure out it was him afterwards, you don't get to do that. You can only do that, you know, in self-defense. Next page explains it. Murder isn't in my list of actions. Well, what are you going to do when someone's trying to rape you up the butt, man? What exactly are you gonna do?
And it's not murder.
Like you're not going out of your way to kill people.
Yeah.
You have bodily rights. No one's asking you. I mean, you could if you're extra sacrificial, but no one's asking you to be violated.
Killing with all the senses of murder. Yeah, man. I don't remember. I think I'm pretty sure. Wait a second.
How do I even do that without being retarded?
But man.
Whether torturing is okay, like some of them argue that it helps expiate the soul. Expiate.
Yeah, what I'm just saying, yeah. Like, you wanna, if they're willing, that. You get like a priest to come over and they do a confession. Yeah. If you're going to kill them and you know they did it. But, so that you're not like sending them to hell, but, unless they wanna go there. Unless that's their choice, but, yeah. I'm thinking of like if you were getting raped and you killed someone, what do you think the justice system would think of that? Do you think they'd say, "Oh, cool"?
It's funny because when like there's no escaping, because when you think, "Well, I raped someone and I'm going to go to prison for a few years." Ha, dude, I pretty much got away with it. Yeah, part of the punishment is getting stabbed in a prison. It's not an accident. That is out of the control of the guards. That's not supposed to happen. That is supposed to happen. Not by law, but that's supposed to happen. Just like when you go to prison, you're forced to work for the shot callers. And like you're forced to like be segregated and segregate. So if you're anti-racism, yeah, you don't really get to do that if you don't want to get stabbed. And you're also forced to contraband drugs and stuff like that. And that's part of the experience. It's built in. It's part of your punishment. You're gonna be the little slave of these prisoners who are higher ups. And if you rape someone, that's a sex crime. You get stabbed if you don't catch wind and you go to protective custody immediately. Child molesters, rapists, stabbed. No rape. No more rape in California prisons. That's something, ain't it? And the people in prisons are like Mexicans and blacks. The most people are Mexicans in California prisons. Most criminals are Mexicans. Most people in prison.
I think we should switch to the live.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that. Well, yeah, well, I don't think they're going to do anything about it. Yeah. They did not. I believe.
The people said are N-words, though. They can. Sophia's stream got banned for not even doing anything. Imagine if you are doing something.
Well, I am talking about prison. In prison, there's no more rape. That's a good thing, guys. And the prisoners are mostly stupid people. I'll just say that. Prisoners are mostly really dumb, but they still figured out the rape issue, so. Their solution was as practical as it could get. Stab them.
Well, that's the thing. They're not doing, like, it's not people who are not in prison trying to fix the prison rape issue. It's people who are in prison fixing things in their environment. And that's exactly what you should be doing. Like, anybody you talk to, try to make your relationship with them better. Try to make your surroundings less, like, dirty and nasty. Try to take care of yourself. Get a job, get a skill, whatever. That's the most you can do, but it's a lot. It's a lot, and it makes your life a lot better. And stop going on Twitter, stop looking at the news. That's my main tips.
I got my info from I got my info from Wes Watson, an actual convict. At least in the 2000s, there wasn't rape. He spent, what, 14 years in prison? And no... Whenever there was a chime or a rapist, they'd just kill him. I don't know how it is in other states, but in California, no more rape in the butt of men.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson stuff is the way. You gotta watch at least 100 hours of Jordan Peterson while playing some fun.
Jordan Peterson, Wes Watson. Watch a whole lot. Especially if you're a person that's very angry. Go watch him.
I'm not angry anymore now that I don't go on, I barely go on the internet. I watch, like, on YouTube I watch the Moomin Valley cartoons, and then I watch, like... random interesting stuff. I don't go on Twitter though, and I don't know any news that's going on.
Yeah, that's so good.
Except the stuff that my dad tells me.
I'm a naturally angry person. So
I don't get angry over internet stuff anymore.
I don't do that. Yeah, I don't get angry over internet. I haven't done that in a long while. What I do get angry at is when my ceiling is dirty and dirt keeps falling on my desk, and I go to grab a broom from outside to knock the dirt off my ceiling, and I touch the ceiling with the broom and the broom was dirty and my ceiling got a black smudge on it, and then I scream like I did today. I didn't scream, but usually when that sort of thing happens, I start laughing because I understand how angry I am inside, and I wanna hit my monitor with my broom, and then I think of how funny that would be to do, because mm-hmm. it makes no sense, and then I don't do it.
The only thing I get angry at is my mom. Everything else is irrelevant.
Thing.
Yes.
Stop being angry a while ago, but I started going more into the political crap on the internet, and now I'm angry. Yeah, get out of that.
Because, like, everything really is crapped up, like, 10,000 billion percent. And there's nothing you can do about it. We all know, what are you saying?
I'm sorry. If you don't hate yourself, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't go on the internet.
Like, you already know what, you already know, like, you can spend, like, 2 months on poll, that's really all you need. You already know what exactly is going on.
I'd rather not
so you
have
don't
internet
need to be paying
anymore.
Attention.
Than
and you shouldn't. Like... It's not that you just don't need to, you shouldn't. Because it's retarded. Politics is retarded. The whole, have you seen the Democrat debate? It's like, kill yourself. The only thing I'm interested in is the Grud Cam. 24-hour live feed of the Grud Cam. That's what I'm interested in.
Yup.
Everything else? Absolutely irrelevant.
115,000 inmates. And in 2016 was 271 allegations of rape in prison.
I get mad about my mom. The thought of females makes me angry ever since she left. You should be glad she left. I wish mine would leave. That'd be 10 times better. Than the current situation. Any more D&D? Victor says so.
I think so today. I don't know how to calculate percentages.
You divide everything by 100.
Okay.
No. What? You smoking crack? That's like the opposite of what you do.
Everything is divided by 10,000. Okay. That's how you calculate.
If you want to do 20% of 82, it's this. And then times out by 100.
Oh, I hate this stupid level. Oh my gosh, I'd rather kill myself.
Why does Skype have audio, bro? Brat.
Sky does Minecraft.
Brat! This is about to be super loud. Uh-oh. Guys, brace yourselves.
Okay.
Actually, never mind. Ah! Alright, there we go. You get stuff over on the screen.
Yay.
Christina's playing Portal or Portal 2?
Portal, yes. Okay. I'm playing the advanced level for the special kids.
Apparently 0.3% of women get raped.
0.3% of women get raped?
That's like nothing.
Let me see. Yeah, in the...
Wait, 0.3% or 3%?
Wait, let me see.
0.3.
I said 0.3, am I right? You're wrong. I just read something. Okay, CDC says nearly 20%. Okay, that sounds a lot.
That's okay, 20% is kind of much.
Okay, I calculate. Okay, whatever it is. If it's 20% of whatever. Rapists.
Or do like nah, is there like a oh man, what is it called again? But is there like 20% Cereal of the rapists do like 100% of the rapes? Wait, this makes sense.
Wait, what? If 20%
you know what
of
I'm
the
talking
rapists,
about though. Like when Jordan Peterson says like oh these few like highly skilled people do like 50% of the work. Like, is there, like, 5% of the rapists commit 50% of rapes?
Yeah, I don't think it was 20% for sure.
Yeah.
But, here. Compared to 0.3%... Okay, in the previous 12 months, 0.3% of women had been raped, and 0.1% of men had been raped. So, in prison, in a year, the rapes amounted to 0.2. So that's less than a yearly rate of rape in women. For a place that is full of like troglodytes with very low IQs and too much aggression, that is more than surprising.
Mm-hmm. The rate of rape in prison is less than in the general population.
Yeah. Well, in general population, if you rape someone, you can get away with it. But word gets around in prison and you're gonna get stabbed. So yeah, even if the numbers are way up, it's still gonna be like the rape in prison is like rape outside, which is retarded to even accept.
Outside rape.
Because there's outside supposed to be a lot more rape in prison than outside because people there are insane and super violent. If it's the same, it means people have really got it under control.
I'm stuck in the butthole. Oh, no, I'm not.
What are you doing?
I'm playing Steep.
Epic.
Sodomite Mellow.
Mellow Sodomite.
I'm stuck in the butthole. Oh, no, I'm not. Where am I going?
I got 12,000. I need 15,000.
Mm-hmm. They count unwanted advances. Yeah, that's kind of astounding. So is that's in California?
Yeah.
So California has done one thing right. But that's,
yeah.
I don't know.
They put a.
What about other places? All
the people behind bars. I don't know about other. I know about California. That's the only one I heard about.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just killed myself.
I think Arizona's about the same.
Broke my legs.
Oh, Brad just broke my legs. Lamau.
You autistic?
Yes.
Gee.
I thought he knew. Oh no, I died.
I just thought of saying the phrase, oh crap, my grandpa's naked.
Oh.
And he's in the rain.
That is crap.
Grandpa is naked and in the rain.
That can be a good time.
I don't think so.
Maybe it could be. It's like a Chinese proverb. If your grandpa's naked in the rain, that's a good sign.
Money
maybe
comes
could be like
your way.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, where you have like a javelin and a missile goes up and he starts chasing your grandpa as he runs through the field. Missile, the automatic guided missile just chasing
your
grandpa.
Thinking of your grandpa.
Your
grandpa's
yeah.
Crazy.
He's a funny man.
Your grandpa's saying it's like, oh man, it's 5 p.m. when it's like 3.
5 p.m.? He just woke up. It's 5 p.m.
9 a.m. sharp.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
It's like 10 p.m. Have you had your breakfast yet?
They call rapists in prison booty bandits.
Oh man, they don't. Well, yeah. Do they call it a carnivorous booty massacre? They should.
No. Well, maybe if it happens like a bunch, you know, in a single time, but.
Yeah.
When a guy rapes someone in the shower, he's called the booty bandit, and then he gets murdered. He gets stabbed to death.
It's not even like a woman.
It's not even high.
It's like hairy, dookie butt hole. Not good.
Yeah, man. Whoa. Okay, that's something to take account of. That usually gay dudes prepare for anal sex, right?
Yeah.
If you rape a dude, he's not prepared.
He's not prepared. He might have not evacuated his compartment. And so especially the shock of it is gonna get things going.
Man, I don't care if he's constipated. A booty bandit approaches, he's gonna be releasing those bowels.
Yeah.
Fast.
You've never had more anxiety in your life.
In Brazil, rape is alarmingly underreported, and there are no accurate data to compare rape rates among the country's 26 states and federal districts. Huh.
Well, why would you tell someone, you know?
Hey, what the hell? There were 6,000 rapes. 5,000 of the victims were women. okay, is it just, am I seeing this wrong, or does it seem like in Brazil there are a lot of, there are a lot more men getting raped than in other places? One out of five rape victims is a dude in Brazil.
Huh? That's insane.
That seems kind of insane.
That seems like one, not...
Yeah, one right. out of six, actually. Yeah, one out of six. But still, that sounds wrong.
Well, it is Brazil. Hmm. Good point.
Why are there so many gay rapists? That's the question.
Are there more gay people in Brazil?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of trans people.
Oh.
Not trans, just like a transvestite.
I feel like that's like an effect of that.
Yeah, probably.
We also have like the highest, like, kill gay people rate.
What do you mean, kill gay people rape? Okay, that's a big phrase.
Kill gay people, comma rape. That's my two activities.
No, not rape.
Extracurricular activities. Kill gay people, rape. Hobbies. I'm on Tinder, bio, hobbies. Kill gay people, rape.
I didn't say rape, I said rape.
I still don't know what
because there's
the
so many.
Like, we kill a bunch of gay people all the time.
Oh.
And that's kind of our thing here.
No, isn't it bigger in Russia and in some African countries?
Oh, yeah, certainly African countries.
No.
Well, yeah, but, like, we also do a lot. I think we are like, one of the only countries where gay marriage is legalized, and at the same time, we kill all of them.
Wait, yeah, brown people are the ones who are, like, most vehemently against gays. Why am I getting harassed?
They're most vehemently against gays because they are the most, like, hassled by it.
They're the most
because
gay.
The thing, yeah, male gay rape is, like,
well, yeah. Primo. Yeah, like...
In Africa.
A bunch of men are getting raped by other men, so I see why you wouldn't.
So they probably get really mad about it.
Yeah.
I think in Brazil, the situation is that in a few states is like a it's like a blue pill containment. So there's like gays proliferate a lot, and then when they leave and meet natives of other states, the natives of other states are like, "Dude, what are you doing? What in the hell?" And they just kill them.
What? Your black woman voice, straight retarded. It's amazing.
That's Steve Harvey. What in the hell? Like in São Paulo, there's so many gay people, but it's only okay there if they, you know, if they take a 2-hour walk. They're gonna meet a whole bunch of
a two-hour walk.
They're gonna straight up meet a bunch of people who are not okay and really stupid, so they're gonna get killed, because they're thinking it's okay to be gay with tribals, and that's not okay. Because the tribals follow through with the what in the hell, and they're gonna stab you with a spear. Actually, they probably have like SMGs, but still.
I'm thinking of like Zulus, Civ 5, they have spears, everyone else just has guns.
They protect themselves against like Rifleman, shoot the Zulus, they just shield, mm-hmm. They just pull the shield up. Yeah, I can't get through.
Betty didn't know I have this.
Betty didn't know I have this. Book 'em.
Are you pissing?
No.
Yeah. I can hear it.
Taking a shower?
Don't lie to us, Victor. Come on.
I can hear it. Dribbling
we
down
can
your leg.
Hear
wait,
it.
What? Oh, damn, I am. I didn't notice.
You forgot to mute yourself.
Man, how old are you? You're getting incontinent. You're getting like me. I mute myself all the time.
Just urinating without noticing.
Yeah.
Holy Moses.
That's what goes on. That's why they gotta check. That's why you gotta put a finger up your butt.
Hey Phil, why are your feet wet? Oh, jumping Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat. Yeah, okay. Wait.
Hey Phil, why are your feet wet?
When does the doctor start putting a finger up your butt?
Probably tomorrow.
Probably like when you start going on a carnivore.
Probably never. I'm not gonna do that. I don't have no prostate cancer, man. No one in my family has it.
I can tell you, my prostate is just fine.
I can tell you, pal.
I checked it myself.
I don't need no man like you.
What in the hell? Phil, why are your feet wet and they stink? Jumping Jehoshaphat.
My feet smell like urine. I just got my feet circumcised. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. Old people just start walking around, they start hearing schlop, schlop, schlop.
Don't even notice.
Oh, and
look down, jumping Jehoshaphat.
They're all calloused and wrinkled,
myself.
So they can't feel anything. And then also, bladder don't work no more.
What in the hell?
Just don't notice. Trickling down your leg. I smell urine.
There's like Chinese triad and the Japanese Yakuza. Those are weird things, ain't they?
Japanese Yakuza? Oh, yeah, yeah. Asian gangsters.
Asian gangsters.
Weird.
Yeah, China is a whole weird thing. I have no idea.
They also like take big baths together, which is super weird.
Oh, that's like yeah, that's like
my ancestors.
My ancestors.
Yeah.
They do that in Finland. They all get naked and hop in the sauna.
My ancestor.
Yeah, but like the Asians, they have like this big tub, and it's like it's actually not big. It's actually a small tub, but they put a bunch of people inside it, and everybody's like super tightly together there. And like there have been cases of like gay people going there and like fondling people.
It's all gays, really? Awesome.
Yeah.
No, wait, that's not awesome.
I was confused about that take, I'm not gonna lie.
Really? Awesome.
I just respond like that to everything.
Going to it.
Gay people are raping, like fondling kids, stimulating, gyrating, inseminate. Awesome.
A support group. Someone just tells their story, or like, really? Awesome.
I would do that though, because I speak on autopilot. I told someone the other day, nice to meet you, when I already knew them. I wasn't meeting them.
Something I do very often is just like say goodbye as I'm arriving places.
I say good day going in and going out, and I don't care about it.
Am I gay?
What?
Oh, right. I totally am.
I enter a place and say good day. I leave a place, good day.
How do I do tricks?
Enter a place, good morning. Leaving, good morning. Enter a place, good night.
Yeah, I just say goodbye for everything. I'm arriving.
I never say the Brazilian word for goodbye. I never say it. It's good morning, good day, good night, good afternoon.
That's like what old people do.
Well, my mother never taught me manners. My grandpa told me to start saying that, so that's probably why.
That makes sense.
And that's why I burp, because my grandpa burps and he doesn't care.
Otherwise, you wouldn't burp.
If I had parents, probably I wouldn't.
This is so weird. I will never get used to seeing Amazon ads on Sophia's streams.
France. Any act of sexual penetration, whatever its nature, committed against another person by violence, constraint, threat, or surprise is rape.
Surprise!
That's, yeah, that's the last one.
Surprise!
You start raping someone, and they're like, wow! What the hell, man?
I didn't see that coming!
I didn't see this coming at all, dude. You're crazy. All right. I'm calling the cops.
Okay, let's say you're, for whatever reason, this is like a challenge. You're not allowed to, like, kill them or, like, physically stop them. You just have to say something that's so bad that they want to stop raping you. What do you say?
Well, the obvious one is...
I have AIDS!
Alright, you might want to rethink this. I have AIDS.
You might want to rethink that, pal.
They're not going to continue.
I would like for you to know that I do have AIDS.
Because it's not worth it. Like, even if you're lying, you might be telling the truth. But then again, if you really did have AIDS, you wouldn't tell them because then you give them AIDS.
Yeah, hard mode is no infectious diseases.
Yeah, okay. Because it doesn't make sense anyways. But they might, like, out of survival mode, they just immediately stop. And then they think about it later.
Well, one thing to, like, dishevel them is make them laugh.
I think that's pretty
that's so horrible. That's so horrible to imagine. Cause I'm thinking, how do I make my rapist laugh now? And I'm thinking like, oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
He's truly retarded.
He breaks into laughter. He cannot continue the rape and I get to escape.
Yeah.
Okay, what is like the most retarded thing you can say?
I don't know, it's really hard.
Like, if I was gonna rape someone, I would get pretty sad if, like, they liked it. Even if it's just pretending, like... But then they get mad and they kill you, so that's not a route.
Yeah. As if having diarrhea wasn't bad enough for today. Yeah, but I don't think that would work. I thought about that, but I don't think that would work. I think they would continue.
Because
I think everybody poops when they get raped.
Everybody poops, everybody pees.
They're probably a seasoned rapist because that's what's most likely, so... They're not all affected by that.
Yeah, start pretending you're Lightning McQueen.
If you start peeing...
They're used to it.
I mean, if you're raping someone, it's probably expected there will be blood, so stool is probably not that surprising.
Surprise, poop. I bet you weren't expecting this.
Yeah, surprise goes both ways, pal. Check this out.
If you are lucky enough to have diarrhea, then you just let loose.
Oh, man.
Which is, like, it's gonna get all over you, but it's also gonna get... Because it's gonna be sort of an implosion, because they're, like... Alright, I'm thinking about this. You're sort of, like, stuffed up. You got a cork in your butt right now. How's it gonna come out, exactly? It's gonna come out, like, around the sides at a very high velocity. Oh, man. That's amazing.
The guy's ripping you. Guess what?
Guess what? I ate at Taco Bell today! Guess whose problem that is? Not mine!
Yo, did you know I love Chipotle?
Guess whose problem that is? Not mine! Yeah, that one's probably the worst. Because normal diarrhea probably just stinks. But if it's Taco Bell diarrhea or any kind of Mexican spicy food, They're gonna be destroyed.
Destroyed.
Yeah, that's one solution to the prison. Just eat a whole lot of peppers.
Just have diarrhea all the time and you'll be safe.
What if you're getting raped in the mouth? Well, that one's easy. Just, yeah, that doesn't... I don't think that happens too often because...
Bite. Just bite.
Yeah.
Pull up that little my inner spirit.
Yeah, and how are they gonna stop your hands exactly? Because it's kind of difficult to stop someone from raping you in the butt. But someone's, you can let you. How are they gonna stop your hand? You can just punch them in the ball, and they're gonna be done over, and they're gonna be the one pooping.
Yeah, you just punch them, bite them.
Yeah, they can't really hold your hand. Well, unless they have ridiculously long arms, they can't really hold your hand.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a visual of this right now. They need like Inspector Gadget extendo arms to like restrain you. Slenderman needs to be mouth raping you. He needs to be.
If the diarrhea poops team is the one that gets freaking banned and this doesn't have any effects, yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
It's like this. That's how it works, pal. What can I say?
Yo, stop raping me! What the heck?
I didn't know you didn't want this. I'll stop
freaking
now.
Turrets, man. What the heck?
puke, bite, yeah. Burp. Perhaps I'll give him a surprise.
Burp, that's too light.
I'm gonna poop if you keep making me laugh. I need to save that for emergencies, yes. Always save your poop for emergencies.
Oh, have you like read that thing about like a little kid that like, I don't know where I saw this, but it was like a dad playing with his kid, like a tickle fight, and then he farted, and the kid farted and immediately started crying and said they were saving it for later. And they got really upset about it.
I didn't want this. I did not ask for this. No, you're not gonna do this, cat. You go back to your place or I'll stab you.
What is your cat doing?
Trying to climb on my desk.
Oh.
Trying to what?
Trying to fart on my poop.
Oh, to fondle cool. Your poop?
Your cat is fondling. Oh, my cat is fondling and stimulating right now. Bad.
Stimulating. These words are such a cheap shot.
Man, reading the entire list is like Squidward, sexually assaulting yourself.
I'm not gonna open a door. No. You can walk around, stupid.
You ever snowboard on some ice? Uh oh. Ah! I just broke both my legs.
Iguana.
TBH, save.
Tiguana? Tijuana?
My favorite thing is being absolutely retarded.
Duh. Don't you feel any remorse for your actions?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
What you want, cuz?
Are you talking to your cat?
Yes.
What you want, cuh? What in the jelly bean bag?
What in the bejesus are you doing, kid?
I might as well just kill myself, huh?
You think you can open a door, you can't. You might actually
retard,
get it, actually.
Retard!
You did it.
Frank.
Congratulations.
Retard who?
Me. Always.
The cat opened the door.
You said he couldn't. Liar.
The cat opened the door.
Do you know what's the worst? Like, on the portal advanced levels, the turrets are like in these cages, and you can't knock them over.
Oh, bruh.
Bruh, what's going on? Oh, Faith is calling us.
Faith is calling us?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. Wait, should we add Faith?
Stream.
What?
Wait.
Just tell her we're streaming. I don't think she wants to join. Alright. Do you feel any remorse for your actions?
Never. Whoa, stop being so jumbo retarded. This is not okay. Bruh.
Everyone's gaming right now. Oh, I'm taking too many G's. Too much force.
I shouldn't have offered that without asking to do.
What?
I asked her if she wants to join.
Oh.
She has an answer, yes. But she didn't answer. Stop! I'm gonna kill myself. How do I, like, not do that? How can I just not? Why is my life so hard? Why is my gamer life so hard? Why is it so hard gaming? Freaking turret me- Shut the-
Do this. Gotta go see ya.
Okay. No, don't end the stream. I didn't even play D&D.
I'm not going.
Oh.
Wait, we're playing D&D today?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sophia.
What?
Sophia?
Yeah, what?
Socially liberal, physically constrictive.
Physically weenie one weenus.
Constrictive, you get it?
Constructive?
No, constrictive. Like when you constrict someone, like you hold them down?
Oh. Socially a rapist. Physically constrictive.
Socially liberal, physically constrictive.
Does anyone know how to play Steep? I suck. I guess I should share my screen. I got five messages.
You're freaking playing and not streaming?
Yeah.
That's so retarded.
Alright, let's see here. Steep, okay. Just pop up. Epic. Gotta change my other screen. Oh, that was a bad decision. Alright. Wait a second. Alt F. Someone is getting raped in D&D today? Yeah, I guess we're gonna
film. Shit! Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't know what it does. The
Why
portal
is the control so janky?
Portal adventure like advanced levels are so like rapey. They're like mega gamer rage. Whoa, okay, I'm not in your range for you to be shitting me right now.
Uh oh, about to die. All right. Ah! Where are the buttholes you were getting stuck in? Oh, I got stuck at the bottom, like, place between a mountain and, like, a very steep place. Hard to explain. I've been playing this for a while. I might switch to another thing.
Okay, Faith just replied, TY Fruit. I was, yes. Phone broke.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that means.
Ka-chow! What is this? Precision flying? That does not sound like I'm me.
Freak! Okay, yeah, I might just kill myself now. Who cares?
Whatever. Okay. Oh my gosh, kill me.
I would not do such thing.
There's no,
Oh my god, do you know what happens? If I... Frick! Okay, if I click Control and Esc at the same time, it opens the freaking little window startup thing instead of pausing the game. Do I get the chance to pee on everyone today? Where has Victor gone?
I don't know.
Faith said she wanna join. What should I do?
Just wait. Cause if we're playing D&D, then she shouldn't be here. Okay, oh shoot.
Maybe we should add her so she can tell us whatever she wants. Then she'll leave anyways.
Okay.
Charlie's does.
Messages from who? The frick.
From who? Who do you think, baby girl?
Who do you think? Who do you think?
Yellow GF. Oh man, I gotta think fast. That's not my forte. Yeah, you think you can rape me? Try again.
Oh, bruh. Oh, I've made a horrible mistake. I'm about to ruin my entire life.
That's quite an overstatement.
Do you think? Oh, you think? Really? Is Faith even here? She sounds like she's smoking crack.
No. She's not even here.
Oh. Oh, you're right.
Do you know what's like super gay?
What?
Okay, I'm crouching right now. Alright. You know what's super gay? Okay, I'm crouching right now and... I wanted to say something. Oh yeah, we say like jumbo retard and stuff because we can't swear.
Yeah.
Instead of just going like, oh, frick, 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 we just go like, oh. That's what we sound like.
Oh no. Big stupid.
Who's stupid?
Me!
Oh, everybody knew that. Ka-chow! Ka-chow! Ka-chow!
Bruh! I'm messing up right now.
I cannot play this right.
Okay.
Maybe we should play Porto co-op. It's less frustrating than this.
I'm not very high IQ right now. Be high IQ later when I have to do school. But... horrible mistake. Actually, not so bad as what I usually do.
Oh yeah, I'm freaking retarded and stupid and I wouldn't die.
Oh man.
Why do I suck so bad at this?
This is very,
is it because I'm a woman?
I mean, that's usually... yeah.
Women just suck at everything, right?
Hello, Faith.
Sophia, you should
be sorry.
Sophia, you should paint your room like Faith so you don't have to put up a mess.
I doubt she's in her bedroom right now.
I'm in school at the library.
Can you unplug your phone?
Unplug your phone.
I will.
Do it.
I will get in trouble.
Yeah, but it's Friday. You just get to run and go home and nobody does anything because the administration goes to sleep.
I have to prep for a speech tournament. That's what I'm doing right now.
Hello, bruh. Oh, what's your speech? You're going to talk about how Jews did 9/11?
No, but if you can find me some, like, news stories about Jews, that'd be great. Within 24 hours.
Okay.
News?
Guys,
stories,
let's get some news stories about how Jews are really awesome. Are Jews doing anything cool in your community? Let us know.
Are Jews paying for the treatment of all the jumbo retard children from your city?
Sounds something.
Let us know.
Something Jewish people would do, because they're so cool.
Okay, do I get to not die here, or is that just not an opportunity?
You get to have diarrhea.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad for that opportunity.
Ah!
I don't understand anything you're saying.
Can you guys hear me?
What?
Speak louder!
It sounds like ASMR. It sounds like, unintelligible ASMR.
It sounds like you're really sweet.
Don't below...
My phone is at 3%.
Don't below me!
My phone is at 3%?
Yes, and Discord is locked on school computers.
Oh. Wait, can't you unlock it? Can't you make an admin account?
No.
Actually, I can't endorse that.
I don't understand what you're saying!
Is there a possibility to, like, add people and, like, talk to them on the screen?
What?
There's a thing.
No, there isn't a possibility to rape you on stream. You will not do that.
Disappointing.
Spaghetti!
Never.
What?
Ah!
Can you find some people
what
to put on the stream?
You?
You wanna put people on the stream? Why do you wanna put people on the stream?
Why do you wanna rape? I don't even have diarrhea right now and you're raping me.
That is like super unfair, Victor. Come on, you should know better.
Yeah, at least make it a fair game.
I'm sorry!
Can we use indoor voices right now?
Huh?
Can we use indoor voices?
Indoor voices? What does that mean?
You try using your inner voice instead of your rape
There's
one.
There's no good news stories today.
Victor, have you heard anything about the Jews? You know what, Victor? I have an idea. Wait a second. Let me just... Just give me a second.
Sophia's gonna rape you. Leave.
Victor.
Whoa.
Is my mic good right now?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's perfect.
It is? That's not good. Is. Wait a second. I'll change that.
You cannot rape us? We are the rapists.
Okay, hello.
Where is that? There we go.
Hello.
This is perfect now.
Oh, man. We're all using our good mics today. Wait a second.
I'm using my good mics.
Hello.
These are my friend Zoe's headphones.
Christina, can you make your mic any better?
My mic is already the perfect. I don't have to put any effort into this.
All over my friend's microphone. Do you think she's gonna notice?
Let me rub this microphone on my knees.
Like I would. I'm gonna rub it off like I would.
What exactly did you do, Victor? You're quite precocious at rape.
I'm not precocious.
She wants to know your secrets.
I'll never tell you my secrets.
Please stop.
What? Stop what?
You already raped us. Are you not happy?
I'm never happy.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Free.
Sophia, how's the speed going?
That's amazing. Sounds beautiful.
Sounds really musical and awesome.
You're a really good singer.
Fantastic.
Who is digging into your body? You
what was that thing?
That.
What was that thing you said? And you kept voice cracking during the video. Bugged out, fella. Bugged out. Bugged out, fella.
Ma'am. What else is there? The Grunts. Can you do a
out, fella.
Can you do a commercial for Gretscope right now? A musical one?
Commercial for Gretscope?
Yo, wait. If you need a commercial, I can use it.
Oh, yeah, she needs a commercial. She needs a commercial for a speech tournament.
This is so awesome. How is there
anyone watching this? Guys, let's get done. For the commercial.
Anyone watching this right now?
Nobody's watching me. It's all my Twitch accounts. I have 15,000 of them, and they're all automatic.
I'm gonna get caught. I'm laughing so hard.
Bye.
That's so loud.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. What should be the commercial?
The commercial.
If I rape you, you cannot rape my daughter.
Alright, say something about Gretscope ointment right now.
Gretscope ointment, the best ointment for you to spread across your ballsack. It gets real smooth. Regardless of the season of the year you're in, you can be sweating, it doesn't matter.
Can you hear yourself right now, Victor?
Yes.
Awesome. Because if you weren't able to, I'd tell you that you didn't have to.
Victor, you need to do more.
Okay. What should I talk about?
Do about the grid cam. The functions of the grid cam and what you can see on the grid cam.
Okay.
The grunt scope? Oh, the grunt scope has a grunt cam at the end of it, so you can look at your grunts.
Okay. In 1945, the German inventor invented the grunt scope.
but it was a rudimentary form which only allowed you to see a few inches into the butts. A few years later, Mr. Tiny Wang, CEO of Tiny Wang Enterprises, came along and made the bruttoscope be able to see meters into your bruts. Now your bruts can be examined up and down, left and right, and backwards, from your mouth up your butt. Any way you want to do it, it can be done. And at the end of it, there is attached a camera that is superior to the GoPro, both in size and in quality, which is the grunt cam. Film everybody's grunts at the same time with the grunt cam. It's free.
It's free.
It's free if you buy the grunt scope.
Okay, can you say the 48 words of power?
Okay, I hear that.
They're in the ideas document.
Second.
Hello.
Wait a second. Okay.
Link to the words.
Yeah, just copy paste the words of power into the chat.
Yo. Stop writing.
I would like to take part in reading the words of power.
Only if you do them out loud at the loudest voice you possibly can.
Yeah, which you can't do.
Otherwise it's not funny.
Yeah, because whispering is like not even powerful.
Yeah.
Where are the words of power?
Faith is currently in a library, disclaimer. School library.
It's in your chat, right?
On there. Supple. Gyrating.
Shut up. I'm about to read.
No, let her do it. She's in a school library.
Oh, wait. Okay. Say it out louder then.
On there. Supple. Gyrating. Succulent. Titillating?
Childbearing, gyrating, nubile, uncircumcised, succulent, labia, pubic, titillating, stimulate, penile, fertilize, inseminate, ticklish, prostate, boss office, merch, only the greatest chairs.
Alright, say nubile in a good voice, Faith.
Nubile.
Yes. Can you say the rest of them like that?
All right. In about 14 minutes, I'm gonna have to go, but then I'm gonna get my charger, come back up to the library, and then we'll be good. I'll work for another school period. Okay. Then school's gonna be out, and I'll probably move to a different room or come back into the library and continue working. But we can still call, cause I'll be like.
You should always whisper.
Always whisper.
I should always talk like this. I'm more comfortable with this.
Crabs. I need new stories going on. Also, I'm laughing so hard I need to lose my belt.
Okay, make a. Okay, we need to write up a Grutscope commercial for her right now.
We gotta produce it.
Faith, do you have the ideas document open right now? Can you copy paste it into the chat?
She has to recite it, but she can use whatever. So.
Yeah, put it into the ideas doc.
He didn't say all of them.
Hmm?
Wait, I'm gonna grab all of the words, so you can say all of them.
Freaky. Okay.
Telepathic grub bag. What?
Telepathic grub bag. Unload the diaper.
I like that. I'm a big yes. You have a thing. So.
What the frick? Victor? What was that?
Victor?
Yeah, that was Victor, obviously.
Yeah, but what?
Obviously.
All right, so there's five products in the lineup. You can choose what you want: the grut scope, the grut scrote ointment, the grut bag, the grut can, and the grut cam.
Make your choice wisely.
Wait, somebody tell me your mom's name.
Whose mom's name? Oh, sorry, somebody.
Carrie.
Carrie. Let's go with Carrie.
Carrie, okay.
Sasha. My mom's name, Sasha.
Hello, my name is Carrie, and after using the grit scrot ointment, I did not have a scrot, but I sure developed one. Almost two, but the other one got surgically removed by Mr. Tiny Wang himself. How effective is this? I'm weighing in at 400 pounds. I could knock out a bear.
Wait, hey, what's your mom's name?
I once saw Muhammad Ali in the 1970s. He ran like a girl. You wouldn't believe the size of my gut. Have you ever seen a minivan? Multiply that by five, and you're going to get the size of my left foot. Mine is the mucus.
Faith is doing breathing exercises. Oh, man.
You best to watch out when I walk in your house, because I'm going to be eating all your food and you if you don't take care. So you better be looking out for those grits, because I'm finna eat them.
I'm finna eat them. Oh, finna. Oh,
so you get ready. You get ready. You ready those grits up. You get the ointment going. I want that smooth as a baby's butt when I get around, boy. You hearing me? It's Carrie speaking to you. And you better be making me those cookies you told me you were going to make me, or else. Or them grits going to be mine.
This is so freaking funny.
Oh, man. Oh, Victor.
What?
You doubled it. Okay.
The chat is has all the words, and you shall sing them. This is,
okay. No, say it in Carrie voice. Say like Faith. Carrie? I found these in your room.
Faith, no. I was going through your things, and I found an object that I couldn't recognize. But it had a label on it, and it had the words stimulate, ventilating, gyrating, pulsating, vein throbbing. Ticklish secretion, dongle venus, raw lubrication, tender glands, suckle naughty, inseminate uncircumcised, nubile, labia, pubic, penile, prostate, childbearing buttocks, panties. I want you to explain to me what that product was, because honestly, I can't understand.
It wasn't mine, it was my brother's.
Bro, I'm pissing myself.
It was yours! I knew how you smell!
I'm in a library.
Shut up! Don't make me my cookies! You get them cookies ready, girl. Oh, you get the cookies ready, you get the grits ready. It's either or. My way or the highway. Whoa. And my way is your grits. I'm a Mustang, and your grits are a highway. You better get it ready. My tires are well lubricated. You better get yourself ready.
Childbearing buttocks and panties.
Victor, can you do it with the musical one?
Oh, I can do that for sure. I was about to.
With the grits scrot ointment, you are absolutely guaranteed to get succulent, titillating, stimulating, fertilizing, ticklish udders that will lactate through the throbbing, veiny, pulsating secretions while protruding, discharge, fondling, weenuses, dongle, and all kinds of raw lubrication. Even if your meat is tender, the glands will begin to suckle naughty inseminations for uncircumcised nubile labias, while pubic penile prostates will enter childbearing buttocks to the panties.
Artistically performed.
Do you want me to get a detention?
Yeah, Patreon special V2 right here.
Yes.
Man, I'm getting more and more excuses to like edit instead of doing schoolwork. And I got a lot of schoolwork to do.
Awesome.
I'm not even, I can't.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Of course you do, baby girl.
Victor, how you been? I haven't talked to you about 400.
We cannot hear you right now.
Oh my god, just what? Why?
We can't.
Where are my cookies? I need my cookies! I'm coming to get them!
That sounds like when Hitler
Open up!
Hitler's
Open up!
You're Hitler. It just said you're Hitler.
It sounds like when Hitler...
Open up your door. I'm gonna blast it down. You know I can walk through this door. Just like the Kool-Aid Man. My rolling waves of fat will overpower you. And your guts shall be mine.
Well, if you want to rape me, I won't let you.
Wait, is Sophia here?
No, she left for the bathroom.
Yeah, that happens.
I hear Sophia sounds. I think she might be back. Victor, stop peeing.
What?
We know it's you already.
I'm not peeing.
You are.
Prove it.
Don't lie to me right now. I can taste it. I can taste your pee right now. Do not lie to me.
All right, I'm back. Is Victor here?
Open up.
Victor.
No, he's not.
I'm coming to get my cookie wet.
I'm coming to get my cookie wet? Victor, you succeeded in making me pee myself today.
You know what happens when I don't get them.
Of course.
Open up.
Sophia feed herself, of course. Freaking incontinent woman.
Yep. I told you my bladder is failing these days.
I'll get your cookie.
Your cookie? What? Is that like railroad behind you?
What?
Railroad tracks? I hear a train going on tracks behind you.
That is a train. Congratulations.
I think that's your...
I need my cookies! Are you in, like, a concentration camp right now?
That's a good one. Faith, I can hear you. I know you're not asleep. Get out of your bedroom. Now. Get out of the bedroom. Get out of your bedroom. I just drank a lot of alcohol and I stink. I stink. Come out of here so I can hug and kiss you.
Come back.
If you're going down your window, I'll chase you.
You're Donald Trump?
Uh-oh, he changed it. He changed it.
What's happening?
Stop humping!
Bruh.
Don't hump like that.
Don't hump like that.
Stop hurting me right now.
Hey!
Come out of your room! Faith, come down here. I'm hungry.
Oh, bruh. Alright. I'm messing everything up highly right now.
Can you guys time something for me real quick on a stopwatch?
Alien invasion, we need all the cookies. Yeah. Alright, I need a. I don't. Need to set up my green screen. Oh, bruh!
climb into my spaceship. I'm gonna give you all the cookies you need.
Where? Oh, my green screen is downstairs.
Because it's about to be passing period.
Victor, can you spot a freestyle?
Can I spot a freestyle?
Please freestyle. Freestyle.
I can't freestyle without cursing.
Yes, I'm you sorry. Can! Freestyle, Victor!
I'm imitating Christina at 40% of her power.
20%? More like 10,000%.
No. This is 40. This is just 40. You reached 10, and that's way less. Is it 100? Completely different.
I do not understand a word of what you're saying.
What is the... Oh, okay.
Huh?
What are you doing right now? Why don't you have your green screen on?
I need to go retrieve it if you guys want the green screen. I'll be back.
I'm gonna go now because I'll be back. What's up, baby girl?
You going somewhere?
Okay.
Christina, Victor, do you hear me?
You going somewhere, baby girl? Come right back here.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'll be back in a few minutes.
No, I can't hear you.
Period.
Oh, fuck.
Everyone's incontinent now because of you, Victor.
Great. Thank you.
I'm getting welcome. My green screen.
Thank you. I'm welcome.
This is woman to man. I'm gonna go back to man to woman.
Okay, I'm your mom now, Sophia. No, you're not supposed to do that.
She's getting her green screen. What is the most high-pitched one you have?
It's chipmunk. Hold up.
Oh, puff. Woof, woof, woof.
Can you scream like that?
Who must have been far? There we go, pa. That's how I do.
Oh man, that's freaking perfect.
Dick.
Here, I can sort of hear you through the headphones. What's up?
Sophia.
Yeah!
Expose weenus.
Expose weenus?
Fondle.
Oh, bro. This is not working.
Sophia.
What?
I'm your mom. You know you're not supposed to do that.
Uh-oh. We're having technical difficulties. I'll be back in a jiffy.
Okay. I have to set this up so that it actually works.
Okay. I can't freestyle without cursing. That's my problem.
Just say gyrate every time you want to say the N-word.
Gyrate.
Every time you want to say a curse word, you just say gyrate.
Yeah, it's really difficult on the mind.
Or just say something like great, because that's easy.
It's too difficult.
Oh, I'm a spirit from hell now. That sucks.
After what committing suicide?
Yeah.
Wow, this is even more gay than before.
I'm even more gay than I was before, after my employment.
I'm so elongated right now, you wouldn't...
I am extremely elongated!
I'm extremely nubile.
I shall extend the weakness. Warriors, lubricate!
Okay, I need to pee and I need to get my coffee and then finish the shirt and then continue editing. Have yourselves a good day. I don't think I'll be able to do D&D. Wait, should I edit or should I play D&D with y'all?
I guess that's up for the viewers to decide.
Okay, viewers, you decide. I'm gonna take a wee. I'll be right back.
You guys want a video?
I'll take a wee and be right back.
What do you want? D&D.
You what guys you want the video faster, or you guys want to watch D&D right now?
What do you
want? One for a video, two for D&D.
What do you want? Dungeons and Dragons, or the new video out by
I have to do a lot Monday, of schoolwork, probably. But I don't want it.
But
you tell me what you want, and I'll be back in a jiffy.
Edit what? The new video.
I cannot see the chat for some reason. Oh, wait a second. My mom wants to rape me really quick. I'll be right.
Oh, bro. Yo, Soph, what kind of school work are you doing now? All of it. Everything. I have to do everything. But I'm probably gonna do math stuff today. So you sleepy? I don't know. Childbearing buttocks panties. You know, if I was really responsible, I would say, guys, I have to go and do schoolwork. Yeah, I am Asian. You haven't noticed? Big, gay, big and gay and Asian.
My mom's new thing is going to clothing stores, calling me on video calls, and asking me how she looks.
Is that what she just did? I heard your phone vibrating again. Oh boy, you're muted. Christina's having a tough time of it right now. She's giving fashion insights to her mother. What games have you been playing? Talos Principle, Portal 2 with Christina, Steep, oh bruh, which was an N-word to get working because the EA link account.
Okay, I'm finally actually back.
Okay, what?
Yes, that is what she did right now. She is in a clothing store and she calls me on a video call, and she's like, "Do you like this?" And I'm like, I don't know." And she's like, "It's kind of like tight, right?" I'm like, I don't know.
Sucks.
Man, why is the stream chat so buggy for me? That super sucks. Okay. I am normally the one who reads it. I'm normally the one who reads it, so it sucks for the chat, really.
Rational exponents. Rational exponents, solving square root and other radical equations, function operations, inverse relations and functions, graphing radical functions, and rational exponents. Review. And then test. 5-inch thick chicken fillet.
Yo! I'm gonna rob you, I'm gonna murder you, I'm gonna freaking eat your pants. I freaking hate these turds so much.
These turds?
Yes, I hate turds. Ugh. And they keep flinging it at me.
I have to eat lunch and do school, so I think I have to go. Though I really would rather play D&D. But I cannot get overdue stuff again.
Do you think it's possible we play D&D later?
I'll see how much I can get done as quick as possible. I'll have to ask Victor if he's available later.
You gotta freaking play for him, though.
Yeah.
In the background. I don't know if it's just me, but I get super gay retarded when when I come back and the call doesn't exist anymore. I'd rather just die right now than do this freaking puzzle. Why are things so hard? Why is my life so hard? I am just forced to play Portal, yet I'm dumb. Tomorrow? I don't know. Every time we say we're gonna play D&D on Sundays, it never happens. So I don't
know. Tomorrow's Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday would be better because I can't do any work then anyways, so...
No, like, every time we go, like, not gonna be here during the week, on Friday, we're gonna play, like, in the middle of the week, alright? I was like, alright, we never do. Ever. We never played D&D in the middle of the week, like, ever. That is something that absolutely never happens.
Bruh.
It's crazy that I've been on this level for like half my life now. It's so unbelievably hard. I've just been on it like forever now.
Gyrating, stimulating, prostate.
Yo, can you not kill me, bro? This is too hard for me, I give up.
This is violence now.
No. I'm kidding, I don't give up. I just remembered that, like, to reach that part, I had to do something super complicated. Oh no, come on. Oh, now I'm definitely not gonna complete it. Now that I have to go all the way back to here. Managed to go the wrong way. I finally did everything right and then I went the wrong way. Probably I also gotta go. I just have to skate.
True. Alright.
I cannot not skate
then. See y'all.
I've returned.
Victor just got back.
Yeah, right in time.
School stuff.
Where y'all?
Is it possible to do D&D later today?
Later today, no. Tomorrow, yes. Probably. I don't know.
Sunday?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. Okay. Alright, peace out, y'all.
School?
Yep.
Okay, peace out.
Peace out.
Bye, everyone. Gotta edit. See y'all, fellas.